Asheville Baroque Concerts presents its season finale concert on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Oakley United Methodist Church. It's titled Ultramontano, pardon my Italian, From Beyond the Mountains. The artistic director of Asheville Baroque Concerts, Gail Ann Schroeder, is with us this afternoon, and her Italian is much better than mine. Thank you for being here, Gail Ann.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on another season of Asheville Baroque Concerts.
Thank you. We're just finishing up our second season.
So for folks that may not be, you know, it is second season and we're all involved in all this, but for folks that may not be familiar with Asheville Baroque Concerts, what's the idea behind the music that you do, the programs you present?
The idea behind Asheville Baroque Concerts is to bring really high quality, what we would call early music, Renaissance and Baroque music, mostly Baroque, on original instruments. And that means a violin is going to be set up as it was back in the 17th and 18th century, which is different from a modern violin. We use harpsichords instead of pianos for our keyboard. And I play viola da gamba, which is a totally different instrument altogether, which you don't find in later music because it sadly died out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So it's the one that you play, if I have it correct, is for us civilians, roughly in the range of a cello, kind of?
Yes, it is. There are different sizes, just like the violin family. The most common is the bass viola da gamba, which has the same range as a cello. My instrument is a French Baroque instrument, so I actually have a bigger range. I go down to a low A.
To get more strings?
Yes. I have seven.
Okay. Yeah.
And we have frets like a guitar, and we're tuned in fourths with a third in the middle. So it's very different than the violin family, obviously. Yeah. And we hold our bow underhand instead of overhand.
Okay. I want to find out more about this, but also you mentioned the harpsichord and the viola da gamba. Also on this program is a recorder, which was kind of replaced by the flute.
This is so complicated. Like the violin family and the viola da gamba family existed simultaneously. The violin family did not replace the viola da gamba family. The transverse flute and the recorders were also simultaneously developing through history. Again, the transverse flute went into a metal fabrication, which made it much louder, and so the recorder sort of died out with the viola da gamba, whereas the transverse flute, which we just call the flute nowadays, continued on because it had the power to play in the orchestras and the operas and all that.
It's off the subject, but it's a really interesting subject, the whole idea of so many of these instruments disappeared because they were either replaced or supplanted by instruments that were just basically louder for public concerts.
Now, that doesn't mean that if you come and hear a viola da gamba or a recorder that it's really soft.
No, it's just
we're not suited for a hall that seats 1,000 people. That's not ideal for us. We like to play in more intimate settings like churches or big rooms, even theaters if they have a really nice acoustic.
And it's a very intimate experience. I mean, it's like one-on-one kind of.
It is. It's chamber music, which is by nature more intimate, of course.
Yeah. But, speaking with Gail Ann Schroeder, who plays the viola da gamba and directs the Asheville Baroque Concerts, I want to talk a little bit about your experience because it's really interesting, and I think we don't know how lucky we are to have you in our city here. I know you went to the University of Michigan, but then you disappeared in Europe for a long time.
I did, 25 years.
Really?
Yes, and 24 of those years I was in Belgium and Holland, and one of those years I was in Italy, which brings me just to the theme of this program, the Ultramontano. We didn't really tell people what that was yet.
Of course.
And that was all about the Italian invasion into the lowlands, into Flanders and what is now known today as the Netherlands and Belgium, or this Flanders. Back then it was kind of all one region.
This is an artistic invasion?
Yes, it is. Well, as we, if you know anything about classical music, we know it's all about the influence of the Italians. Mm. That's why we say ritardando and pianissimo.
All those things. That's right.
All of our musical terms are Italian because they first of all, they were such excellent composers and musicians that people from other countries were fascinated by them and went to Italy to study with them or work with them and to be influenced by them. And then the Italians started traveling about Europe, and that's kind of what this program is about. It's about the Italians who came over the mountains into the lowlands and had a really, they had really brilliant careers there. Some of them didn't stay, but their music was published there. It was performed in all the noble houses in the court of Brussels. They were really, really venerated at that time.
So this is music from, what did you say, 17th century?
Yes,
pretty
much? Is. Pretty much around the middle of the 1600s, around 1650.
So this is going to predate the music that most of us are the most familiar with from the 18th century, the Handel, Bach, Telemann, all those incredible composers.
Yes, absolutely. This would be considered sort of early Baroque, so transitional music, really. This is at the time when the national styles were changing from Renaissance music into Baroque music.
This is what Bach and Handel would have studied when they were
developing. They would have been influenced by this music for sure.
So this is the ensemble that will be performing on Sunday is made up of you on viola da gamba, harpsichordist Barbara Weiss, who is another
also Asheville local. Yes,
whom we are also very lucky to have.
We're so fortunate to have Barbara Weiss in Asheville. She's a fantastic musician, a versatile musician, and a wonderful harpsichordist.
Yeah. And then Frances Blaker, and I do not know Frances, so she must not be from around here.
She is from the Bay Area, from Berkeley, California. And I'm also very lucky to have her because she has a sister who is a Baroque cellist living in Davidson, North Carolina.
Oh.
So she comes to North Carolina often, and I've worked with her many times.
Okay.
And together they have the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra, which is a kind of a new, wonderful thing in North Carolina.
And that's centered in the Triangle area?
They're sort of in Charlotte, Davidson,
that
area.
But
they pull musicians from all over the state and from South Carolina as well.
So. Excellent. Yeah. So is there kind of a community, I don't want to call it an underground community, but kind of a community folks that are schooled in and participate in this historically informed performance?
Absolutely. It's a counterculture.
And there's one of them in our studios right now, obviously, but are there folks even in, like, North Carolina?
You would be so surprised.
Yeah.
We have an excellent group of professional early music musicians, early Baroque musicians in the state, and we have a thriving amateur community. I have over 30 viola da gamba students spread out through the state in Charlotte and Chapel Hill and Raleigh and even here. I have a few locally as well.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, I just have to have a couple more questions to ask you. You spent time, as you said, in the Netherlands, and there's an ensemble that you have played with that we play once in a while on the air here. It's Combattimento Consort of Amsterdam.
Yes.
Now it sounds like it's like a battle consort. Where does that name come from?
That is such a good question. I'm not exactly sure, but I have a feeling it had something to do with a piece of an obscure piece of music something, probably.
Okay.
That was the creation of Jan Willem de Vriend, a very fine violinist.
I see.
And they sort of forayed into early music. They started out as modern players, and they just kept transitioning first with some Baroque bows and then with some Baroque instruments, and they went more and more the route of early music.
Excellent. And the other thing that I wanted to ask you about is you studied with one of the most famous viol players in the world. And he's a member of a very musical family. He's got brothers and cousins that, is that right?
Yes.
Tell us his name, because I can't say it.
It's a very, very difficult name to say. It's spelled K-U-I-J-K-E-N, and it's pronounced Kauken.
Okay.
And his first name is Wieland Kauken.
Okay. And he is a viol player in Brussels?
He's from the Brussels area.
Yeah,
from Belgium. Yes,
okay.
Excellent player, wonderful teacher.
So how did you happen to come back to the United States and to Asheville?
That was a little bit like throwing the dart onto the map. I knew I wanted to come back. I'd been in Europe 25 years, and I had some reasons to move back to the States, including aging parents and some family things going on, and some career opportunities here as well. But I wasn't sure where I wanted to move to, and I came to visit Asheville, and I fell in love, so I ended up here.
Well, aren't we lucky? That's wonderful. Speaking with Gail-Ann Schroeder, who is a viola da gambist, and is that right? Da gambist?
Yes. There's different ways of saying it. Some people say violist da gamba, which always seems strange to me, but it's probably the most correct term.
Okay.
Gamba means leg, so you're calling a person a legist. They call them a gambist, but a lot of people do say that. I mean, that is current.
In undergraduate school, a cellist told me never to say that somebody plays the gamba because it means that they play the leg.
The leg, yeah.
Well, you'll be playing the entire Viola da Gamba on Sunday, yes, along with Francis Blaker, recorder, player, and Barbara Weiss, harpsichordist. Again, this is Sunday, 3 o'clock at Oakley United Methodist Church, which is Fairview Road in Asheville.
Yes, it is.
And it's the final concert of Asheville Baroque Concerts for this season. And tickets available?
Tickets are available at the door and also online at panharmonia.org. We are an affiliate of Panharmonia. We work together with Kate Steinbeck. And so if you go online there, or you can go to AshevilleBaroque.org, and that will link you over to Panharmonia for ticket sales as well.
Good. So there's no excuse. thank you so much, Gail-Ann Schroeder. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Sounds like a wonderful program.
Thanks
for coming.